DW.
I'm in Tem, a textile factory in Saleh. That's a city close to the Moroccan capital, Rabat. It's a three-story building with more than 2,000 employees. All kinds of clothes are produced here, for children, women and men. Abdel Halabessa, the director of the company, shows me around.
On travaille exclusivement pour le marché anglais.
We work exclusively for the English market, for retailers like Next. For Sainsbury's, we make children's clothes, and for Marks and Spencer, we produce ladies' clothes. Of course, with Brexit, now we will be developing new contacts in Spain.
Sur l'Espagne.
Bessa takes me to the design department. Here, young, stylish Moroccan women, with and without headscarf, draw designs of clothes on paper or on computers, or discuss samples of fabric that are spread on their tables. The fabrics are from Turkey, China and Europe. The designs drafted here will be used for production in another part of the factory. This is the room where the fabric is checked and cut. Around 40 men and women are busy cutting the textiles with scissors or with one of the cutting machines, like Hassan. He started working here right after school, as a simple worker, cutting textiles. Now he's the supervisor of this floor.
Mais le travail ici, c'est dur, hein?
Non, oui, oui, un petit peu.
The work here is a bit tough. The textile industry, that's not an easy industry. It's difficult. You have to have experience. When people don't know what to do, they can ask me, and then I help them. Then we can make sure it's all according to the designs.
And finally, the bits of fabric are transported to the seamstresses downstairs. It's a huge hall with hundreds of women working on sewing machines. Here a woman sews little blue scarves, while others work on pants or shirts.
We are really fast for the UK and for Europe. We get the fabric on the weekend, we cut them on Monday, produce them, and Friday we export them back with a truck. Then it takes 6 days to get to England.
In Morocco, there are more than 1,000 textile factories like this one. The biggest are in Casablanca, Tangier, and here in Saleh, all cities in the western or northern part of Morocco. From here, it's easy to ship the clothes to Europe. All the companies that produce textiles are being monitored and supported by the organization Amit, that represent the production companies. Mohamed Tazi is the director of Amit's head office in Casablanca.
Le Maroc, c'est un acteur très important.
Morocco is an important player in fast fashion. It exports mainly to markets in Spain and France, and also to England, Germany, and Italy. Examples are the Spanish Zara, Bershka, the French Pimki or Promode, and we are going to expand. Because today there is a big change going on, not only in Europe. The clothing stores have developed a model where they want to renew their offer of clothes very fast.
Morocco's proximity to Europe is an advantage over Asian countries like Vietnam and Cambodia, the top exporters to Europe. Yet, there is no competition between Morocco and Asia, Tazi explains.
Morocco, Vietnam and Cambodia don't offer the same services. Vietnam and Cambodia are better when it comes to cheap prices, and we are better in offering good service. So we do fast fashion. The Asians, they produce the long-term collections. The company Zara, for instance, has a regular collection and also a collection they refresh every 2 weeks.
But what does that good service mean for the 190,000 employees that work in the Moroccan textile factories? Asian countries have become infamous for bad working conditions and low salaries. Christina Clausen from the International Union IndustriALL explains that salaries are better in Morocco.
On the monthly minimum wages for the top 20 apparel exporting middle and low income countries. But if you look where Morocco falls, it's in the higher end of the category, so close to China, Turkey, where you have on the opposite countries like Bangladesh, Pakistan, Cambodia, Vietnam. So you see, you know, in Bangladesh, it's like $68 a month that a garment worker earns. And here it's around, close to around 250.
In an average small city in Morocco, that's enough to pay the rent for a small house and basic food. Mr. Bessa tells me that technicians and supervisors can earn up to 1,500 euros, similar to a medical doctor's salary in Morocco. But the salary doesn't say everything about the working conditions. Ahmed Kamel visited many textile factories in Morocco for industry all and sees need for improvements.
You can visit a factory that looks everything is fine and good, but we visited other factories where we find workers didn't really have a work contract. Even some high-ranked employees in the factory didn't have a real work contract. And sometimes you come up with a contract that is not registered in the state, in the government, which doesn't really mean much when it comes to coming back to your rights or something happens to you. And also like health sensitivity issues, we have serious issues with that. We didn't see enough fire extinguisher when it comes to health sensitivity. Some factories use it, but we don't see that in each and every factory.
Factory director Bessa says that's in the interest of factories like his to comply with international standards.
It's also important that we respect the laws of Europe. We work by their laws. They know that we do that. This factory is approved by the group Marks & Spencer themselves.
But in order to reduce costs, some companies start illegal factories that don't abide by labor laws. This means that the employees have no rights.
There are underground activities we cannot see that are unfortunately developing in Morocco. We try to fight them, but it's not easy. And luckily, the good factories, the ones that respect human rights, are the majority here.
Hassan, the supervisor from the Tam factory, is set to continue making clothes for the European market. The next collection is due by the end of this week.
There is a big difference between bosses. I think our boss understands what we need. He gives us a hand to help us, unlike in other factories. That's why I want to work here and why I am still working here after 15 years.
Willemijn de Koning, Morocco.
DW.